This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Got to head on over there today, actually. Check them out, tvacreditunion.com, for all your banking needs. The official credit union of Three and Out. Everything that Tennessee Athletics has been recently, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union is the opposite. They never let you down. Always there for you. A model of consistency from the service to the expertise. They have got you covered at the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. I use them for business and personal banking now. Refinanced the house with them when the rates were stinking low, and they still are, in case you haven't checked recently. Get in on some of that action. We'll go back to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We've got Jay up next. What's up, Jay? You're on Three and Out.
Well, Nate, how do I follow that
last? I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, just do what we do. Do your best.
Yeah, you lost the roulette spin on that one. That was a legendary.
Guys, I was going to ask you a question about the athletic director, but I think with the basketball team, I think that's kind of what we are. I just don't know if we're going to be a good offensive team or a team that shoots the three ball well. I mean, I don't know if I'm just going to see Epons just start draining mid-range jumpers all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're not. And even if he does for a little bit, like, you're just worried he'll go cold in a big game. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, exactly. And Jay, Springer and Vescovia are your two best 3-point shooters. You didn't have one, the other got hurt. You could tell he couldn't shoot. So,
yeah, you know, David, you're right. And I would consider them streaky. Like, I'd rather have Admiral Schofield over either one of those in terms of shooting the three.
That's fair.
You know, I think they can hit some threes, but then they can also you don't ever want to compare somebody to Chris Lofton, but you know, I don't consider them pure shooters, at least from what I've seen thus far. I don't consider those guys just like a pure shooter, and I don't know, it seems like in today's game, the way college football is changing, college basketball, if you can't consistently knock down threes, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And thank God we can play defense every now and then, because we would really be in trouble, I think. But, guys, if Dante Plowman next week rolled out Dave Hart, just theoretically, how would that be taken?
Not good. Not good, Jay. Not good.
Horribly.
Right. So why would we hire his right-hand man and his top protege?
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I'm not down with Gilbert. I just can't.
What's funny is State Run, I don't know, one of the guys I actually like over there was saying that same thing.
It'd be a disaster.
Yeah. And when State Run and Fan Run agree on something, it's probably right. If all of us agree on the same thing, and that's probably what they'll do, because that's Tennessee.
Yeah, you exactly. You need to take notice when that happens, so that means they're going to exactly do that.
Yeah.
And we have so many great candidates out there, I think. For AD, I don't think you have to go to this guy. And I want somebody with a proven track record.
So who's your guy, Jay? Oh, you asked that the other day. We're in on Mark Ingram. That's what we've decided.
Yep.
Three and out's Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Guy's hired Matt Rhule. He's hired the guy down there at UB. He's hired two successful football coaches.
Yeah, and he hired Andy Kennedy as their basketball coach recently as well.
Yep.
And I also think Jamie Pollard, the AD at Iowa State that Houston mentioned earlier, I mean, I've been looking up his Wikipedia. He was groomed at Wisconsin under Barry Alvarez, went to Iowa State in 2005, and he's hired Fred Hoiberg, Jamie Prom, and Matt Campbell. And he's also overseen some renovations to their stadium as well, which is what they're trying to do with Nealon. So I think he would also be a good candidate to bring in as well.
That's the first time I've heard that name, and that does sound like an interesting candidate. Trey brought up an interesting candidate with the guy down at UCF, Central Florida.
Oh, yeah, Danny White. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Kevin's kid. Kevin, he's stepping down as an AD in August at Duke.
All right, thanks for the call, Jay. We're going to keep it moving. Let's go from Jay to Zach. Zach, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Fellers. I like that. Glad he's back. How y'all doing this morning?
You know how Nate said yesterday you can ask and we can be happy again? Nope, we're back to being sad.
Yeah, I know. We got one day,
one day,
Zach.
We got one day.
One day of euphoria, and then it's like, oh, crap. Maybe this basketball team isn't that good.
That was bad last night. They didn't even show up.
Didn't get off the bus.
No, it was so bad. And Springer being out, I mean, you'd think one guy wouldn't. I mean, I think we really missed him being able to score the ball last night. I mean, nobody played. I was asking Reed, I was like, who played well last night? And I guess Fulkerson came out of that, but I mean, he was in foul trouble and they had to juggle him around a while. And I don't know, he had 15 points, but it didn't feel like it.
No, then you missed, it didn't feel like you played well.
Well, 15, how many free throws do we miss?
13 made 12.
Yeah. If you're not shooting it, you got to hit those. I mean, that's just simple. Is bad. Only criticism I'll have in saying this of Barnes is seems like sometimes his offense is a little outdated. I'm a big fan. If somebody gets the hot hand, run plays for him. You know, like you have a guy hitting a bunch of threes. Why don't we run a set for that?
We don't run a set for anybody, Zach, until the very end of the game. If it's
just
tight,
drives me crazy.
Yeah, we never run a set to score ever. I mean, unless it's some key weird situation or it's really late in the game. So it you're just not going to. And the whole offense is outdated. It's the whole focus is to get the ball inside your post players. Well, is John Fulkerson your best? Are we going to win or lose with John Fulkerson? I mean, is that really, you know, we got 2 5-star kind of slashers. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. The identity right now is a mess.
Yeah, and we go back to saying who's going to take your shot when – you got 6 seconds left, mm-hmm. and we're going to run up, you know, we'll see. But I hope we can bounce back, but that was rough. I'm sure we'll play better next game. But, you know, the 3-year extension that Fulmer got, who had to sign off on that?
Plowman. Yep. Her signature's right there on it.
Stupid.
And so why... Yep. Are we, you know, I like what Plowman said, but based on the action, I think that was ludicrous. And, you know, Fulmer, how does that, does Plowman come to Fulmer, or does Fulmer come to Plowman and say, you know, I need another 3 years? Because that's what the ridiculous part of this whole thing is, you know, Philip Fulmer saying, well, I'm 70 years old, I can't be here forever. Then why did you get an extension, mm-hmm. buddy?
Money.
Yeah, I think exactly. I think he asked for it. She gave it to him.
So
and then, I mean, and now, I mean, and you heard us say during DR's call, right? They're going to pay Philip Fulmer his full buyout, even though he's retiring and no longer working here.
Retiring,
yeah, which means he's not retiring. He got fired.
That just makes me so mad. Like he's had enough money from this university, mm-hmm. and now you get a 3-year extension. You're going to pay that out. And then the guy was basically asleep at the wheel while we're delivering McDonald's bags.
No, I don't think he was asleep at the wheel, Zach. I think he knew what was going on the entire time and just let it happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think, but we're supposed to believe that, you know, based on that press conference, that, oh, well, he didn't know about it. You
right,
know, he's
right.
A good guy, good mm-hmm. leader. Had no idea that he thought that was really Big Macs and chicken nuggets in those bags.
I mean, as a former coach, like, there's no way he was oblivious to that going on.
Mm-mm.
But he was probably smart enough to not be, like, directly involved and linked to
it. Yeah, he was trying to stay away from it as as far as possible.
But I agree. That's his job. He either knew or is literally the worst athletic director ever. It's one or the other.
He was too busy getting violations for trying to coach the offensive line.
Yeah.
Pre-practice.
Right.
He thought that was the problem.
Yeah, I'm just over that. I'm so glad we moved on. But I got to see. We'll see what they do with this AD situation. Like you said, if Gilbert's going to be, we've already seen that show. And I don't want to see that show again.
No.
We've seen enough of that.
He had his chance.
You guys hang in there. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for the call, Zach. I'm all in on Jamie Chadwell.
Okay.
Good Lord. Somebody hire this guy. Just their run game is so good. They're all called at the right times. I just showed you one where the quarterback basically ran the old counter triple. Well, it's the counter op speed option, if that's a thing. There's no fullback at all. He takes the snap, turns the wrong way on purpose, reverse pivots to the tailback who's coming the other way. It was on 3rd and 4, and they pop it for 13 yards. I mean, it's all beautiful. The fullback who peeled out on the same side of the play, that one I was talking about earlier, they brought him from the other side as the pitch man. When I say fullback, it's not a fullback. It's like they've got two tailbacks back there.
Yeah.
The fullback I'm talking about is like the faster of the two guys. Mm-hmm. And the guy that's in the deep dotting the I is more the power because he's coming downhill. So basically he turns into the fullback. The fullback turns into the tailback as the pitch man out of multiple different sets.
Sign me up.
It reminds me of Urban Meyer when he was running all that stuff at Utah with Alex Smith and just killing people. And everybody's like, I don't think it'll work in the SEC.
And then he got Percy Harvin.
I showed you the option where the right tackle pulled to space. And they purposely faked the fullback right into the defensive end who they didn't block on purpose. The fullback acts like he's going to get the football and then basically just tackles the defensive end so he can't make the play. Now they've got a lead blocker on the linebacker. So when he pitched it, it was a walk for 15 yards on the edge. Just destroying people. Basically, he's taking all the cutting edge.
Run the football, all right?
But they don't. I mean, that when they played Liberty, they threw for like 300. I mean, they throw. If you take those backfield players away, the quarterback also has the option to just pull it and hit either the backs after they've carried out the fake or the tight ends coming off the line. And it's all at a shotgun. And there's really – a lot of times there's a tight end and two backs in. So it's – I don't know. It reminds me of a little Urban Meyer and a little of what Gus Malzahn did where he took the old – if it used to be you go watch West High School down here play, just close to our station. They would put their two split backs up the guard's butts. I mean, they are right there behind the guards. And the quarterback is way under the center. I mean, just way down there. There's just three guys just like – can barely see them if you're trying to play linebacker. And then he takes a snap and he turns to his right or his left. You don't know which way it's coming. But he turns one way, and he holds the ball out, and the guy on that side comes flying through, and he sticks in his belly, and he's either going to give or keep, depending on what happens in the A-gap. And then if he pulls, he's coming down the line. That other guy's looped around as the pitch man. Basically, Gus Malzahn took that formation and that idea, that veer option, right out of Remember the Titans, and just put it all in shotgun. Instead of having the pitch man coming from the backfield, they do orbit motion with the receivers, and he dressed it all up. This is like Chadwell taking the pistol and all the stuff with the RPOs that people have been doing, adding the option to it and putting that all in the quarterback to just play point guard and make the right decision. And the defenders are just on skates. I mean, they don't know where to look. It's just people coming here. The right tackle pulled to his right. Think about that. He just said, I'm not blocking this guy right in front of me. I'm running out here so I can block a linebacker or a corner or safety. And it was beautiful.
You're fired up.
Man, what do we think?
Does he go shotgun or pistol at the goal line?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't everybody, though? Everybody does now. Who doesn't?
Alabama was doing it the other day.
Okay.
I mean, he also has an offensive line that when they had to ice the game and everybody knew they were going to run the ball, ran the ball, got first downs, and just knelt the thing out and said, see ya. Dub. That's what I want. I don't want Billy Napier retreating 30 yards and then taking a damn safety in his own goal line. And the fact that App State can't make a field goal from 30 yards helps him win the game.
Man,
I want the guy that says –
I thought you were okay with Napier.
I'm okay with him, but Chad will be better.
Oh, I agree with that.
Will Mark Ingram hired Jamie Chadwell?
Maybe.
Or does he just say, well, I'll bring Bill Clark with me?
No, let's not do that.
Does anybody have the stones to pull the trigger? Or are we going to have to watch Chadwell go 11-1 again next year and then take the whatever job? You know, who's it going to be next year? Who's it going to be?
No idea.
I wonder where he'd go next. And, you know, does he take over for Mac Brown, North Carolina here in a couple years?
Okay.
He go to,
that's not bad.
Does he whoop Billy Napier's ass again twice next year, and then LSU hires Chadwell instead of Napier?
Ooh, okay. I could see that. Bill Clark's a defensive guy. Don't want him.
Don't want
him. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Maybe Chadwell in Miami?
They won like 10 games this year, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think Diaz is.
Eventually
he'll
fall apart.
Yeah.
I know what'll happen. Okay. I know what'll happen. This is exactly what's going to happen.
Don't say it.
Chadwell's, you know what's coming, right?
Uh-huh.
Chadwell, he's been on doing media stuff in town. He's talking to everybody. Obviously, you don't do that if you're not, don't want the job. Mm-hmm. Like, surely he would take the job if you just recruit him a little bit and say, come on, Jamie, come on.
Maybe a Tri-City quarterback decides to head south.
So he wants it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they won't do whatever they don't offer it to him, whatever. One more year, Coastal Carolina's good. One more year, and Florida can't stand Dan Mullen.
Yeah, there it is.
And Chadwell's like, all right, Tennessee, I tried. You guys didn't want me, so I'm going to pull a Steve Spurrier. I'm going to go down there, and I'll just whoop your ass and keep you in your place. God, that'd be peak Tennessee.
I knew that's where you were going to. I knew it.
It happened last night. This isn't even a 1996 problem. It happened last night.
Then he'd go on to 50 pesos like he
Dan
did.
Dan Mullen picked Florida over us.
Yep.
Like it's, you know what they do in the NFL when a new coach comes in? He says, we are beating the three teams in our division. We have to beat those teams. You have to win the division to get a home game. No matter how crappy the division is, we have got to beat these three teams. That's what every NFL coach says on day one. And the reason is because if you beat those teams, like Davey and we were talking about with Jacksonville, like mm-hmm. who cares if Urban Meyer's good? You beat them twice and you're halfway home to win the division. At Tennessee, it's like, no, we got to beat Kentucky. We beat Vanderbilt twice. Like at what point are we going to have a guy roll in here? It's like, yeah, we have to beat Florida. We have to. If we don't beat Florida, we're not where we want to be.
We hired that guy once. He's at Ole Miss now.
He's available again. Just call him. He wants it. Call him. Would Mark Ingram hire Lane Kiffin?
I don't know.
I think I'm in that boat. Whoever will hire Lane Kiffin, one, that's who I want for AD, and Jamie Chadwell, two, is who I want for AD.
Well, how much of the coaching hire is actually going to be the AD's decision?
I don't care. I'm signing off. That's all I'm saying. Give us a puppet. I don't care. As long as they don't sign a stupid-ass deal with Rydell or whoever, you know, as long as they don't Dave Hart our apparel deal and they hire a good football coach, I could really care less what they do the other 364 days of the
year. I'm saying, are they going to hire somebody? Because I don't know if the big money people want Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Well, then okie-doke them.
Well,
we're going to make a ton of money.
Auburn style.
Say, hey, Haslam, I don't need as much money because I just hired Lane Kiffin and tickets already sold out. Mm. I got common fan money, and I just need your lower-level donation that you used to give. Thank you very much. By the way, your opinion counts half of what it used to. Appreciate the job. Dondi, Randy, let's go. We want to win football games here, not make sure that the people that don't watch the game up in the thing have the right sushi.
Well, I have heard that about Ingram. That he's
LFG.
He's not a puppet.
Let's go.
Let's go. Somewhere.
Welcome back. Hour 3 rolls on live from the Fan Run Studios. This segment's brought to you by FanDuel. It's the number one sports betting platform for a reason. You'll get your money fast with FanDuel Sportsbook. Download the app. You got the playoffs coming up. We've got so much Tennessee coaching stuff to talk about, but we are headed towards the AFC and NFC championship games, and they're both really good matchups. If you are a new user, if you still haven't taken the FanDuel plunge, it's time. 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the championship round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. So you can pick the matchup you think is the surest thing and go that route. We love FanDuel Sportsbook. You will too. Download the app if you're on Android phone from sportsbook.fanduel.com. Use our promo code 3OUT. If you're on Apple or if you're on iPhone, it'll be in the Apple store right there for you. There's a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find whatever bet you're looking for, as FanDuel has heaps of options for you. And as always, you got the multi-game parlays, same-game parlays. That'll be a great way to play along this weekend with only the two games on Sunday, AFC, NFC. You can do it, set up a same-game parlay and see if you can cash it all within the same game. It's a really cool feature that FanDuel does only on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use our promo code 3OUT for that 25-1 odds boost for new users. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must register on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. I think my new board is Lane Kiffin 1, Jamie Chadwell 2, Hugh Freeze 3. Really torn
between Herman and Napier,
Billy Napier and Tom Herman, and that's it. That's my board. I'm stopping there. And if I cannot get one of those five guys, which I feel like if any one of us was the AD, we would get one of those five guys. But if I don't, then I'm taking a moment to reset. I'm reevaluating, and I'm just taking a little more time. And getting it right is everything. We always want it now, but when you hire an AD and a coach, getting it right is number one. Any qualms with that? I know Davey probably has Hugh Free second, but yeah, and I get that.
But yeah, just because, I mean,
I don't want to pass on the next superstar in college football who normally also has ties here.
Yeah.
Like,
I get that. I know with where we're at right now, I just need someone that is at least somewhat proven at this level. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just saying if you're giving me that option, if you Freeze over Jamie Chadwell, I'm gonna take Freeze right now.
If Jamie Chadwell had the best talent in the Sun Belt and did what he did this year, I would not be nearly as impressed. That's kind of what Billy Napier had.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Napier had built that program a couple years in. Louisiana's always been good in the Sun Belt, so
I mean, like you want to talk about that though, like
Coastal
Hugh
was
Freeze,
FCS a few years ago.
But I mean, Hugh Freeze like had a lot less talent than Jamie Chadwell, and then beat
if
him head
Hugh
to
Freeze
head.
Had no baggage, then I would probably have him above Chadwell. It's just that how do you weigh? And I'm not even talking about perception and NCAA baggage. I'm talking about I literally worry that Hugh Freeze might fall off whatever wagons he's on with, you know, sex addiction or whatever. I mean, I literally worry about his personal life. It's not so much I worry about what it looks like to the outside that we bring him on. I literally worry that he might have issues. But he's a brilliant football coach.
I don't mind Bill O'Brien, to be honest.
No. Does he turn that was close.
That's close.
Why? Go ahead.
Because of what he did at Penn State?
Lay it out there.
Yeah, what he did at Penn State, and Nate said it perfectly earlier, we need someone to rebuild. And he has a proven track record of doing that at Penn State. They were in a terrible place, and somehow they came out of it in a really good spot. I think.
Did he leave them after 2 years?
Yeah, that's when the Texans came calling.
That's a similar to Matt Rhule, right? Goes to Baylor, does a good job, gets the call. Bruce Feldman on The Athletic said,
I don't know.
If Tennessee hires Hugh Freeze, I'm convinced he'll win there.
Oh,
also
yeah.
Lists Napier as a good option and Chadwell.
Yeah, maybe I should still be Kiffin, Freeze, Chadwell.
According to Bruce Feldman, Chadwell is beloved by folks who have been around him. They see him as a family-oriented, second-generation coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Strong ties throughout the Southeast.
That's your floor.
Yeah,
that is your floor,
and I
like that. I almost
would prefer it. I almost would just say, how special would it be to say he's our guy? He grew up sneaking into the Tennessee Florida game. We took a chance on him 1 year early because if he goes 11-1 next year, he'll get whatever job he wants, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if he beats Billy
Napier,
it's
like you said, it's gonna be Florida or something like that.
Yeah, if he beats Billy Napier twice next year and beats App State again, who's still more talented than he is, then whatever job he wants next year, he will be the top name. If you say he's our guy, his kid's middle name is Heath, he snuck into Tennessee Florida games, he understands the pain and the heartache when we don't beat the Gators here, and we, Tennessee, at our lowest point in the history of the modern football program, said, we think you're it. We think we've identified the next big star in college football. And part of that is you have to help him get there. We've put everything behind him. We mm-hmm. you know, and it happens. Are you freaking kidding me? We'd be unbearable if he starts beating Dan Mullen in 20, probably, let's say he pulls the upset in 2022 as an underdog. You know, this year, whatever, 6-6, 7-5. Next year, you are 9-3. You lost one game. You were favored by two. You upset Florida, and you lost to Alabama and Georgia. Can you imagine going into 2023 coming off a 9-3 season? This was the first year he got all 84 scholarships back.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're probably having a experienced quarterback at that point.
Are you freaking kidding me?
With his offensive mind.
Now, you could do the same win pattern with Hugh Freeze, probably. 7-5. 8-4, 7-5, 9-3, pull off a shocking upset, maybe lose a game you thought you were going to win, whatever. And then that'd be a fun ride too. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's extra special when it's we got this. We did our part finding the up-and-coming talent and helping him succeed.
I would say that also falls true for Lane Kiffin. There would be some portion of the fan base that would be out initially, but if you did that, and he comes back on bended knee and does the old "I made the biggest mistake of my life" you know what I'm saying? Like if that was his,
I mean, hell, we'd be unbearable out of the gate with him.
Oh, I know, that's what I'm saying.
We only need three names. Yeah. We only need Kiffin, Freeze, Chadwell.
That's it.
Hire one and let's go.
I mean, you look at it. If you're looking at winning over majority of the fan base, the answer is actually Chadwell, because
I agree with
the
that.
Sheep don't like Kiffin because he spurned you once.
Yeah.
They don't like Freeze because of his personal issues, but Chadwell, if you follow college football, there are going to be some that say you got to Google his name, but it's like if you followed college football this year, you know who Jamie Chadwell is and what he did at Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm.
The only qualm about Chadwell will be the fact that he had this one undefeated season, and people will say, oh, it's just
flash in the pan.
Yeah.
And the NCAA stuff.
Nah, go call freaking North – I'll call my dad right now. He can walk down the hallway and walk into whoever over there at North Greenville University knows Jamie Chadwell, and he'll tell you what type of football coach he was. Hell, I'll bring up my brother-in-law's text he sent me a while back. We went to school while Chadwell was there. Like, no, he had 1 year at Delta State where they were bad, and then he immediately jumped to the next job. Everywhere else where he's been there for two, they blow up great in the second year. It's easy. North Greenville. Charleston Southern was on the map. Coastal went from ETSU and Furman level to Georgia Southern App State level while he was there, and they went undefeated in the regular season.
Feldman on Chadwell says, the Vols have struggled on offense for a while, and Chadwell would have that part covered. He has a unique system, basing a lot of plays out of 20 and 21 personnel groupings, as opposed to most teams relying on 11 and 10 personnel and pairing them with all sorts of option and RPO concepts. He's never worked at a Power 5 program in any capacity, but he's proven to be an excellent game day coach and would seem like a good fit for the Vols.
My brother-in-law, on November the 2nd, he went to North Greenville University. He was there while Chadwell was the football coach. My brother-in-law is a high school football coach in the state of South Carolina. His dad, my brother-in-law's dad, played at Clemson. So this isn't just like somebody saying he's a nice guy.
Low country Hodges.
It's actually upstate, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
He has a solid staff that seems unified around the mission. His brand has been refined and established, and he makes believers out of his guys.
You guys know my stat on second year and what you get if you get 8 wins, right?
Yeah.
Just got a DM. Chadwell with Salter at quarterback.
Legendary. That's what I said earlier. Perfect fit if you're Caden Salter.
Never had less than 8 wins in the second season, so.
Never?
Never.
Huh.
I mean, he took that team
9-3, 8-4, 11-1.
I'm gonna look up North Greenville records for. I think I did this before, and it was even hard to find them because they were Division II. But in 2009, his first year, they're 2-8. He wins a bowl game because they have, I guess, playoffs and bowl games for teams that don't make the playoffs in Division II because there's so many teams. So he went 9-3 and won a bowl game in year two. And then in year three, lost in the quarterfinals of Division II football. So he's in the a top eight team.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2-8 to the top eight in 3 years. It's Bruce Pearl stuff, man.
Yeah. Like, well, no, I made a little list of like what I want in the next coach. Very simple. Can he motivate? Sure seems like this guy can motivate, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can he recruit? Put together a good staff. You got ties to the region. I think he could recruit. Is he fun? I think winning's fun. Players seem to like him. Fans really like him at Coastal. And can he unify the team, the university, the fan base? I think he does all those things. I think Chadwell does all that. Because I agree with you, Davey. Like with Kiffin, there's going to be detractors. Oh, he burned us before, and oh, he's just doing it again. With Freeze, oh, all that stuff at Ole Miss, he's trouble. Oh, he's a weirdo. Chadwell, none of that. East Tennessee guy. Tennessee fan growing up. Son's name is Heath. Went to games. Understands, not necessarily being a coach at the Power 5 level, but he understands Tennessee specifically.
Quarterback.
As a program. Yeah, quarterback guy. Man, sign me up.
They were 2-9.
He'll look good in a suit, too. He's a handsome guy.
They were 2-9 the year before he got there at North Greenville. His first head coaching job. So the very first year he ever got a head job, he went 2-8 in year one, 9-3 in year two.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good swoop.
Playoff loss. Yep. Top eight in the country year three at a place that I've never heard them have a good football season ever, except for those 2 years he was there. That's it. This isn't like Valdosta State or something.
Right,
you know,
right.
Where you just like roll in and take over.
Title town.
Right.
Give him that Big Mac contract.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Little follow-up stat for you. 2012 Charleston Southern football squad with head coach Jay Mills in his 10th season on, down there in the low country. They went 5-6, 3-3 in the Big South, which is, Division I basketball. It's like Winthrop's conference, DJ Burns territory. So they went 5-6. And then Mills was out after that season. They brought in a guy named Jamie Chadwell, who had just gone 3-7 at Delta State, was highly thought of because of his rebuilding at North Greenville. And in year one, he went 10-3.
Pretty good.
5-6, 10-3, right out of the gate. They did take a step back, went 8-4 in year two. Then the next year went 10-3 again, lost in the FCS quarterfinals, and then made the playoffs again the next year, lost in the first round.
Quentin Washington, Charleston reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently did a sit-down interview with Coastal Carolina football coach Jamie Chadwell, asked him about the Tennessee rumors. His quote, "I made a commitment here, and I'm thankful to be the coach in what we are building at Coastal Carolina."
It's like anything else. He's just saying the right things, man.
Smart guy.
Yeah. It's Tennessee. Even if he really doesn't want to leave Coastal this year, maybe he does feel like, God, next year's team's going to be even better. Like, We probably will win every single game next year. Can you imagine if I do this again? Like, I don't want to leave these kids. It's Tennessee. Like, are you kidding me? And if he was from Michigan and grew up sneaking in the Ohio State-Michigan game in the Big House and his son's middle name was Lloyd, then, or Bo, then...
Oh, Jim.
Then, maybe he would say, no. Nah.
Tom or Brady.
Maybe he would look at the Tennessee job and be like, nah, I'm good. I mean, if it was Michigan, it'd be different. But no, not Tennessee. But, I mean, you're going to tell me that you say, Jamie, this might be your only – it's like Davey on the NCAA football game. This might be your only shot to be the Tennessee Volunteers head football
coach.
Took
me 30 years.
Took Davey 30 years. You pass on it this time, it might take you 30 years, Jamie.
He wouldn't pass? What are we talking? He wouldn't pass on it?
I know. That's why we only need three names. Do you want Lane Kiffin? Okay, you don't. Do you want Hugh Freeze? Okay, you don't. Well, then hire Jamie Chadwell. Let's get on with it.
Would he turn it down? What's he making at Coastal?
What'd John Gilbert offer?
He was making like $375,000. Now he's going to make like $1 million. or a little over a million, something like that.
Now, Jamie, do you want a 400% raise? Maybe 500%? Does that sound good to you?
Will that work?
It's like Jeremy Pruitt didn't know what he was doing. Look how much we paid him.
Exactly.
Sheesh.
Hell, he'd probably be like, $3 million, let me hire the best staff in the country.
Think about it this way. For all the people that are like, well, he won't be able to recruit here. No Power 5 experience. He could have brought the Coastal Carolina recruiting classes here this year and probably have gone 7-5. Like, Coastal Carolina, if Coastal Carolina this year plays our schedule,
well, 6-4.
What's their record? Oh, yeah, sorry. Right? Like, he would have been better with his Coastal Carolina squad than Jeremy Pruitt was with all the 4- and 5-star guys we had.
In year three,
exactly. So I don't really give a crap. Because as soon as he puts the T-shirt on and goes and recruits, all of a sudden every guy he got at Coastal is going to be a star better here just by falling out of bed. And then if he is a good recruiter, holy, you know, now we're lining up the top 10 classes. It's not even hard. I got the question. Chandler DMs me. Question for the show. Don't we want/need a Power 5 guy? I would be more than happy with Chadwell, but I feel like at this point we need a Power 5 guy. If we're wanting a non-Power 5 guy 3 years ago, I think it's fine. Just curious about your thought. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. I kind of tend to agree. Sorry, these are out of order, so it's if you have a shot at any of the big three next year, it's Florida losing a ton of weapons. Da, da, da. All right, anyway. No. A Power 5 guy, that's a box. That's checking a box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where he comes from. I don't care what he looks like. I don't care what he says in the press conference. Can he score points and win football games?
Check, check.
Those are the only boxes I care about. And there's a lot of other boxes Jamie Chadwell checks off just fine.
I mean, hell, didn't Malzahn come from high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pruitt basically did. I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pruitt had never been a I would 100 times out of 100 take the lower-level guy that's won everywhere when he's been in charge than the guy who's just had to run the defense for Alabama or Clemson or the offense for Clemson or whatever, who just has to sit in a meeting with Dabo or Nick and go, yes, sir, I got you. I'll do it your way, sir, yes, sir, and go out and execute.
How would you like your coffee, sir?
Yeah, I mean, take the guy that is at least the buck stops with them. You don't think the Sun Belt coaches try and beat each other's ass? You don't think Sean Elliott, who we saw coming here and sweat through 8 shirts and beat Jeremy Pruitt's ass, is trying to beat the crap out of Jamie Chadwell on Saturday?
And can't do it.
That he lost 51-0. That's the difference. You are 59 points better than you were 2 years ago in the opener.
With much less talent.
With a ton less talent.
Against a better Georgia State team.
I feel like we're taking crazy pills again. Like, we weren't going to fire Pruitt. He's right there. Well, he might want to bring his staff that he's been with forever and who's done a great job, but they don't have Clemson or Alabama out beside their name on the resume. Listen to the Satterfield guy. I don't need a 20-year SEC retread who knows how to cheat. Let's get the guys that take a kid for real who they don't pay. You think Coastal Carolina's paying players a lot of money? I doubt it. If they are, it's a little bit, and they haven't been caught yet. And their little mini-mite offensive line with their 5'9 center just bullied the crap out of BYU, who beat your ass under Jeremy Pruitt.
They kind of got lucky. I don't know.
Who beat us in our building under Jeremy Pruitt?
Yeah. I don't know who you're trying to convince here.
I don't know either.
I mean,
send this to Plowman and Boyd, please. Cut it out and send it somebody.
Everyone has their favorite. I have not heard one person say, no, Chadwell, because of – no, I mean, he's just – the only thing they have is not a Power 5 guy.
Well,
That's it.
I don't know if you can do it at this level.
They had some kids at Charleston Southern use their stipend money to buy, like, electronics at the bookstore or something. That's when people are like, well, he's got some NCAA baggage, too. He wasn't calling hookers, you know, like –
Easy, man. Easy. That might be our coach. Yeah.
Or quarterback.
As far as I know, he doesn't have a sex addiction problem. So, he didn't turn a blind eye at Penn State. So, I think we're okay with Jamie Chadwell on the personal side and on the NCAA side.
Sign me up.
Let's freaking go.
He looked good in the suit. Tennessee cared about that for a while.
Hey, he'll win the press conference. Check the boxes. Can't break. Got to have a Power 5 guy.
Can he recruit? Have you seen his wife?
Upset.
She would be a
quarterback.
She'd be a
can he recruit?
She would be a very pleasant first lady of Tennessee
football.
Can
he recruit? Good Lord.
I'd say
people rally say around that. The quarterback, man. I was talking to a guy yesterday.
He's a leader
who knew him from his high school. He's like, oh, he was so good in high school, playing quarterback here, right here in freaking East Tennessee. Coastal Carolina goes to South Carolina week one, win. Missouri week two with their quarterback issues, win. They go to Georgia, they get beat. Kentucky, they might have beat them. Kentucky goes to Conway, South Carolina week four this season. I'm giving Jamie Chadwell the win. Lost to Alabama, at Arkansas, toss up. At Auburn, toss up. Lose to Florida, definitely beating Vanderbilt. A&M, probably losing that. I mean, give him one more star on all those players. Give him the undersized 6'2", 295-pound center, and let's see what happens. Kid right now is freaking 5'9". You know what he told the reporters? It's not basketball, buddy. My job's to move people. Lower the better.
Leverage.
Let's go. Final segment next. Ooh, in the breaks, lit. This segment of the program is brought to you by Smarter Searches. Please, dear God, don't screw this up, Tennessee. If you need help, call Chris and the gang at Smarter Searches. Go to the website. They'll help you with all your digital marketing. They will get people to come to you so that you can do business with them. It's easy. Digital marketing right here in Knoxville, locally owned and operated. Smarter Searches. To just de facto official sponsor of this year's coaching search. Smarter Searches. SmarterSearches.com. Oh, man. Chadwell. Choo-choo. The Chadwell choo-choo.
The Chadwell choo-choo.
You want to just get on that train from Myrtle Beach right up? Well,
I mean, Myrtle Beach and Gatlinburg are basically the same thing.
I want you at Columbia. Right up. Right as he goes through. And, you know, flips off Shane Beamer, says, about to start whooping your ass. Gets on 26, just heads on up, looks over at Dabo and says, don't you worry, buddy. Coming for you in a couple years. We're taking the orange back. Takes a little turn in Asheville, gets on I-40 and goes through the beautiful Smoky Mountains. Maybe hits a Cataloochee ski on the way up.
All right.
Comes right through the gorge over the mountain. 81 merges, hits the three lanes, looks at all those Ohio's, Indiana's, Michigan folks there, you know, vacationing in Gatlinburg in the fall, and says, we're coming for you. We're back on the national scale.
I'm doing it.
I'm the chosen one. Had my heart ripped out too many times by the Florida Gators. Snuck into those games. Saw some of our best teams not quite get it done. Molded for this moment, The Chadwell choo-choo is on the way. God, that'd be glorious.
Sign me up.
Let's do it. Who's the coastal?
It's not hard, man.
Just hire the Coastal Carolina AD. Bring him up here. He was the Coastal Carolina coach before he was the AD. He found Jamie Chadwell. He's the guy that Chadwell coached for. Then he took back over. And then they have to have a great relationship.
Mowgli?
Yeah. They have to have a great relationship, right? I mean, think about this.
It's Doug Marone to Bama official.
Thank God. Yes. All right. 17 was Chadwell, but then there was a break. And
18 was Mowgli back as the head coach. And then 19 was Chadwell back. So, I mean, it's – yeah, just do it. I don't care. Coastal Carolina won a baseball national championship. Like the same one we're trying to win at Tennessee. This isn't FCS. The thing Tony Vitello, his ultimate goal here – Coastal Carolina did it, you know, right there. I don't know. I guess that guy was technically the football coach then, so maybe that's not a direct correlation, but still. You're bringing up winners, I guess. They said proven winners, right? We want some proven winners.
That was all I could read. It was behind a paywall.
They put it to their only subscribers. Sorry, I'm not paying for the newspaper in 2019, 2021.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the coach, now AD, he was the CDO of like TD Ameritrade, right? It was like
that.
Some businessman that just like quit
and just
the business and then became a coach.
Hmm. Really?
Let me look. Okay, so here's what it says. He resigned as the chairman of TD Ameritrade in late.
And what's this guy's name, Debbie?
Joe Moglia.
Joe.
Or Moglia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
his name's going to be Julia Guglia.
Joe Moglia, Moglia.
Trying to figure this out. Spent 17 years at Merrill Lynch, this is straight from Wikipedia, where he was a member of the executive committees for both the institutional business and the private client business before leaving to take the role of CEO at Ameritrade Holding Corp, now TD Ameritrade. In 2001, he was responsible for all investment products, the insurance company, the 401k business, and the middle market business.
Wait, do I have this all wrong, Davey? Is he not the AD right now at Coastal? I think I have this wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm not seeing
Matt Hoag is their AD, right? Is that right?
Yes, Matt Hoag's AD.
I don't know why I had that in my head, that Mowgli was the...
Hoag was not associated with TD Ameritrade. He was well known for his 17-year stint as the voice of the Chanteliers on the Chanteliers Sports
Chanticleers.
Network. Chanticleers.
Chanticleers. Chandeliers.
My bad.
It's okay.
Print the shirt.
Okay, so just hire Matt Hoag then. That's fine. He won a baseball national championship at Coastal Carolina with the guy he hired. Just bring him up. Matt Hoag, Jamie Chadwell. I'm in. Let's go.
Choo-choo.
Let's do it. I don't care who the AD is, really. As long as they hire the right
people. Yeah, no, this makes me want to hire the coach first.
Yeah. Yeah. Hire Jamie Chadwell and then call up Mark Ingram and say, we hired Chadwell. Will you come? Oh, you won't? Okay, we're going to the next guy.
Doesn't matter. We got Chadwell. Just
Lane
make
Kiffin,
it happen.
Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze, Jamie Chadwell. If we don't get one of those three, I'll be disappointed. I'll still be on board if it's some other guys. We'll see how it goes. Tomorrow,
just
we'll
hate the Doug Marone's off the board, you know?
Oh, thank God. Tomorrow, we'll pontificate about what Tennessee probably will actually do because it'll be, you know, we'll have a little pessimism Thursday before we turn around. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Bill Clark.